Hey there, good morning, welcome to the show. It is time for the Friday edition of Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak, and it is great to be with you today. We have got a good show, an outstanding guest. He's so big that he's going to take up both of our guest slots. Justin Fatica is here today to get you fired up to talk about our mutual friend Jesus Christ. Wait till you hear Justin. You've probably seen him on TV. You may have read his books. He is unbelievable. And he's got a message for you today that you definitely want to hear. Let us now begin, as we do every day, with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for bringing us to the start of another day. We ask you, Father, to help us, to strengthen us. Help us to face the problems, the challenges, the difficulties that are in our lives or that may be coming our way. Above all, Father, help us to do your will. We know that you've given us this new day for a reason, so we ask you to use us today. Help us to draw other people close to you. We lift up all of our families, all of our friends. We lift up our own needs. We give them to you, and we ask you to bless us and to help us to always remain faithful and close to you. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I'm ready to get started. One thing I want to mention today is the memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows, where we focus on, where we commemorate the many sorrows in the life of the Blessed Mother. We're going to have a special gospel for that today. The message I have for you today, especially if you're suffering, is Mary gets it. Jesus gets it. They know. They know what it's like to suffer. Take a moment to unite your suffering to the Lord. Give it up to Him. Ask the Blessed Mother to help you. With them on your side, that suffering can be lessened. Even though it's still going to be there, you'll feel peace in the midst of it. So keep that in mind today on this memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows. Again, I mentioned Justin Fatica, so big, so amazing that he is going to fill both of our guest slots today. Justin is from Erie, Pennsylvania, as is the one, the only, Dave Parker.
Yes, I am. Woohoo!
Two guys from Erie on the show today.
Only the Holy Spirit could do that.
I know.
And like, you, Gary.
All we needed to do is get Father Larry Richards on, and man, we could have
absolutely.
An Erie-thon?
Erie-fest?
Erie-fest. Frank Eliason is here, back from his world travels. He's looking at us like we're crazy, but what else is new? Good morning, Frank.
You this week.
Yeah, we missed you, too.
I was in Singapore and flew back last night and still on Singapore hours.
Where's so that, just, North Jersey?
Yeah, exactly.
It's right outside of Erie.
Nice 24 hours of flight times, wow. I guess. 4 hours from Singapore to Hong Kong and then 15 hours from Hong Kong to here.
Whoa.
Flew over North Japan, probably around the same time something else flew over.
Oh, yeah. You didn't happen to see a missile, did you?
Whoa.
You know, just didn't know that until I got back here.
Yeah. Good thing.
You know, good time to know is afterwards, so you don't worry about it as much. But,
that's,
you know,
true.
And then couldn't sleep last night, so I came into the station around 2 a.m.
Yeah. Well, there's a rumor, Frank, that, I mean, you're robotic.
No, I just survive off Starbucks.
There you go.
People don't realize I just walked into the studio because I ran out to get caffeine.
Exactly. Yeah, he did, folks.
Well, as you're getting caffeinated, Frank, I just want to ask you, are you doing anything special next week? Do you hear the rumor that there's a radiothon going on next week?
Absolutely, and I'm sitting. That's actually what I was doing from 2 in the morning on. We're planning for the radiothon. I think it's going to be, you know, making a celebration of Catholic radio. And so I think that's what's exciting about it, and, you know, that's what it's really about. We've been doing this for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's celebrate it.
That's right.
Let's celebrate what's on, you know, what we have. You know, whether it be our local radio or EWTN, you know, we're bringing in, we're going to do Expanded Spirit in the Morning, but during that we'll bring in some people from EWTN.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's going to be some excitement there. And then we're going to play some best of shows.
Oh, it's going to be great. And let's talk about it, because we are going to kick it off on Wednesday, September the 20th. We'll kick it off on Spirit in the Morning. Our first guest will be the general manager of EWTN Radio, Jack Williams. He's going to get us started.
Yes.
Then we're going to have Tony Agnese. We're going to have Bobby Schindler. We're going to have Lisa Hendy. Colleen Mast is on board. Father John Paul from EWTN. Cy Kellett from Catholic Answers. Carla Brusod. Carlo Broussard. I'm so excited I can't pronounce Carlo's name. Chris Check, the president of Catholic Answers. Jimmy Akin. Dr. Harold Burke Sivers. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. I'm excited, Frank and Dave, all these people. Michael Warsaw is going to be here. Anna Mitchell from the Sunrise.
First time she'll be a guest.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I know she's intimidated because she thinks, I told her I'm going to be a real tough interviewer.
Yeah, yeah.
Trent Horn from Catholic Answers, and yes, more names to be announced. So, man, we got...
And we're also going to have Marie Joseph on. We're going to have Father Tim from the Shrine of Częstochowa.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, during the course of the day,
Joe Montone.
You know, Janet and Deacon Rich and Monsignor O'Donnell, mm-hmm, and Barbara Schenkel.
Yeah, the local team.
The local team is going to. Yeah, so we're going to have everybody, and all of it is centered on celebrating Catholic
radio.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's right. And also all new
and
songs.
Mark Houck.
Mark Houck.
I forgot
yeah.
about Mark.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Mark.
I forget
Mark.
About Mark.
Sorry. We love you, brother.
Mark's one of the few people who will admit to being my friend. So that's, how could I forget about Mark Houck? I'm not going to ask you
we
guys. I'm not going to go there because I know what you guys would say.
You got this one, Frank?
We are also going to feature all new music on Spirit in the Morning. We're going to work on that right now. Now, the first day of Radiothon, I will not be in town. I'm going to be in Des Moines, Iowa. I have a prior speaking engagement. But I will be doing the show live from Des Moines. Mm-hmm. And we're going to count on you to support us during this Radiothon. Even though I'm not going to be here the first day, you're going to hear me on the air with Jack Williams. We're gonna count on you to get us to help us out, to help take us to the next level here at Holy Spirit Radio. As I mm-hmm. almost knocked my coffee over, Dave mm-hmm. Parker.
Yeah,
that was a nice save. All right, where was I? Anyway, Radiothon coming up next week on Wednesday. I get so excited talking about this because it's a big event.
It is. I've been excited all week. You know, it's building, and then we're like next week. What a crescendo.
That's right. So stay tuned for that. Let's take a quick look at the weather. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, 67 degrees, a few clouds. Today, slight chance of showers after 11 a.m., then otherwise partly sunny with a high near 83. Tonight, patchy fog. Dave Parker, what is it with me today? I am so, I just need to slow down.
Step away from the coffee.
Yeah, give me my coffee
away.
Back. Tonight, patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise low around 67, and Saturday, a slight chance of showers. High near 84 at the moment in Southampton, 67 in Malvern, 61, and in Wilmington, Delaware, where we do reach, it is 64 degrees. Yeah, we want to say hi to our friends from Delaware.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody. Hey, Gary, take a releasing breath.
You know
everybody
what?
Take a relaxing
David,
breath.
David, now we talked yesterday about deer sightings, you know, seeing the deer on the road. I said I haven't seen any.
Oh, no.
I think the deer were listening because check this out. I opened my front door today to leave for the station, and three deer come running from the back of my yard right across my lawn.
Wow. Do they have little Holy Spirit radio signs?
I mean, you know what?
We support
Dave. I want to be very clear because I think I may have been misinterpreted in the deer community. I love deer. I have nothing against deer.
Uh-huh.
They're beautiful creatures. So if you are listening and you are a deer, please leave me alone. You don't have to stalk me. They're at my house, Dave. They're waiting for me. I'm afraid. What do I do?
The word's out.
The word's out.
All right,
out.
Please, all you deer, just back away. Okay, Gary means no harm.
That's right. Okay.
When you talk to all the deers out there, I mean, you mean the animals. I mean, there are many deer listeners, you know. I don't want to go.
Frank's just looking at his phone saying, is it break time yet?
he's
trying to book a flight back to Singapore. By the way, Frank, at the end of the show, I noticed you have an Eagles jersey on. I'm going to ask you for a prediction. The Eagles are playing the Chiefs. I'm not going to ask you now. Andy Reid, Big Red's coming back to town.
Yeah.
So Eagles-Chiefs this Sunday.
Should be a good one, folks.
We'll give you guys the show to think about that. But let's take a look at today's gospel. It is a special gospel for Our Lady of Sorrows. And, you know, we kid around and we try to keep it uplifting, but this is a tough message. And we understand that there could be things in life that you're struggling with. Listen to this gospel and remember that Jesus and the Blessed Mother, they both get it. And they both understand that you have sorrows. John's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Mm-hmm. Dave, wow. Mary is not running away from one of the greatest sorrows imaginable. Mm-hmm. She's watching her son be murdered on the cross.
Yes.
She's there. Mm-hmm. She understands what it's like to suffer, mm-hmm. to watch our children go through problems. It's very hard for parents to watch their children suffer the loss of a child, whatever it may be. She understands all this. Mm-hmm. We get the answer, the help that we need in this gospel. Mm-hmm. While he's dying on the cross, mm-hmm. suffering unimaginably, mm-hmm. Jesus gave his mother to the beloved disciple, commonly thought to be John, but not mm-hmm. named. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Because we are that beloved disciple.
Each one of us.
So we've exactly. got a mom who yes. loves us and who can help us, who knows what it's like to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
So turn to her today. We're told in this gospel, from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Mm-hmm. But now what about us?
Yeah.
Are we going to make that decision
exactly.
to say, "Mom, yeah. you are my mom. Please yeah. help me.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do this alone," right?
Absolutely. Dave? And, you know, I'm going back to, I think it was Wednesday, and Jenny Hubbard.
Yeah.
I mean, how visceral was that? She did lose a child to that horrendous murder, okay, in Newtown, Connecticut. I mean, and the faith that she exhibits and yeah. shows and manifests, wow.
You're so right, Dave. And I'm not going to downplay it. I'm not going to lie. Jesus himself said, in this life, in this world, you will have tribulations, but I have overcome the world.
Mm-hmm.
Following Christ, it does not give you a free pass on suffering.
It's not a cakewalk.
No, no.
You know,
life is hard. I mean, no matter how you look at it, life is hard. Mm-hmm. But with the Lord and with his mom, who's going to lead you closer to him, it
absolutely.
Becomes bearable. It becomes peaceful.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't make sense. I know it's not the message of the world. I know it's a paradox. But that's the cool thing about Jesus. Yeah. He is that powerful.
Just think about when you were little and your mom hugged you. You know, we have a spiritual mom.
What a great thought.
That does it all the time when we ask.
When we come back, the one, the only, Justin Fatica is here. You don't want to miss Justin. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for September 15th. Today, we celebrate Our Lady of Sorrows. Today, the Church honors the woman who knew suffering throughout her life, especially as she stood fearlessly at the cross while others fled. The principal biblical references to Mary's sorrows are in the Gospels of Luke and John. Mary first learned of the pain she would face when Simeon encountered her in the temple with her young son. Luke tells us that Simeon advised Mary that a sword would pierce her heart. Simeon's prediction came true with the flight into Egypt. Jesus' temporary separation from his family during their time in Jerusalem, Mary's poignant encounter with Jesus as he made his way to Calvary, the crucifixion itself, the taking of his body down from the cross, the burial of Jesus. John relates Jesus' last words to Mary and to his beloved disciple. Many early church writers interpreted the sword as Mary's sorrows, thus bringing together the passages of prediction and fulfillment. St. Ambrose in particular sees Mary as a sorrowful yet powerful figure at the foot of the cross. She looked on her son's wounds not with pity, but saw in them the salvation of the world. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
And welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. That was Every Good Thing by the Afters. The time right now is 7:19. Well, I am excited because finally, after much work, because this guy is so busy, we are able to get somebody on the show that I've wanted to have on for a long time. Since founding Hard as Nails Ministries in 2002, Justin Fatica has impacted over, get this, 1 million people. He's the author of 3 books: Hard as Nails, A Mission to Awaken Youth to the Power of God's Love; Win It All, The Way to Heaven for Catholic Teens; and the Prayer Workout Devotional, 40 Days of Biblical Reflections to Jumpstart Your Workout Routine. You know him from EWTN. You probably have heard him speak. He is with us now on Spirit in the Morning, Justin Fatica. Hey, brother, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Gary. And, thank you so much for the introduction. Thank you so much for the encouragement. I just got done with our workout with a community of over 20 people offering our workout for suffering souls. And I'm excited to talk with you this morning, Gary. How are you doing?
I am doing great, brother. You know, you and I first got to meet when we were both speaking at the men's conference in Erie for Father Larry Richards. Justin, you impressed me. You impressed me. You touched me, not only by the public talk that you gave, but by some things you said to me. And I wanted to have you on the show because meeting you has changed my life. And I know you're a humble guy, but I have to tell you this. You have changed my life. You have brought me closer to Christ. Because, Justin, one of the things that you reminded me of is that in this life, we're going to have sorrows, we're going to have difficulties, we're going to have troubles, but this life, as you told me, this life is essentially, I want to say, not meaningless, but the problems that we have in this life, we can't get hung up over them, right, brother? Because there's a bigger picture.
Yeah. Gary, as I said in the scriptures this week, if you go to daily mass, which I encourage everyone to go to daily mass, like daily mass is a great way just to pick up your day and to keep you going. And as I'm sure many of the listeners do go to daily mass, in the scriptures this week, it talked about how we weren't meant for earth.
Yeah.
We were meant for something greater. We were meant for heaven. This isn't our home. And when we don't get caught up in how we've been treated or maybe even caught up in those things we've already been forgiven of at the Sacrament of Reconciliation, getting caught up in what we did wrong and spanking ourselves, that what ends up happening is, and I talk in my new book, I have 5 books, I have a children's book, You're Amazing, as well as my 5th book, You're Amazing.
I didn't realize that. Wow.
Yeah, which is a great gift, through Dynamic Catholic. I know you're with them as well.
Oh, yeah.
And in my book, I really challenge people that when you're humble, which I'm not humble, as you said, I don't want to be, I never want anybody to think that I've got it all together because I thought I'm weak. But when we know how weak we are, and we know we're not meant for this earth, what ends up happening is it gives us freedom.
Yeah.
It makes us chew on our food a little lighter. It makes us not, get so mad at the person who parked in our spot or sat in our pew or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, Justin, that's really true, because we do get so caught up in the things of this world. And I think I do a lot of speaking about overcoming anxiety. I think one of the things that we are most anxious over are these material things, these things that are going to be gone one day.
Yeah, and it's called, and many of the saints talk about it, it's called detachment.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's like if we were in a cardboard box, right, or we were in a mansion, would we have the same spirit? And you know what happened? Some people who live in a cardboard box have a greater spirit of God than we do.
Whoa.
And somebody who lives in a mansion, who maybe you judge, has a greater spirit of God than we do. Mm. It's about being detached from these things, that circumstances don't matter. What matters is the cross. Whoa. I have a Station of the Cross at my home. I have 14 6-foot crosses in my yard, and I have a 16-foot cross. And every day I come home, or maybe I stay home with my family one day, and there's not a day that goes by I don't stop and look at that 16-foot cross and say to myself, there's nothing more that matters than knowing that I'm united with Jesus in the cross. And I have little crosses, and our crosses compared to Jesus are little. And that's the other thing to remember. We follow a God who carried a big cross. So when he looks at our crosses, he doesn't laugh at them or mock them, but he looks at our crosses and says, look, Let me handle this for you.
Wow.
I dealt with a big cross. You've got little crosses. And no matter who you meet, there's no cross greater than the cross that Jesus Christ carried.
Mm.
And that's why we have to not say, I can handle this or I can do this. We got to lay our burdens, as Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all you who are labored and burdened, and I will give you rest. Lay your burden at the cross. That's what I do each day because, you know, it's overwhelming. I mean, right now we have a kid in the seminary. Some of you might not know about our pastor. We have a kid in the seminary studying and he wound up being a hard-as-nails priest.
Mm.
And our bishop challenged us to start a secular institute that may lead into an order of priests.
Wow.
And, I mean, when you that's overwhelming.
Yeah.
I never thought that that's what I'd be doing. It's because the bishop said, no, we need to do this. This is important, Bishop
yeah.
Frank Caggiano. And we've got missionaries that have been with us, and they're counting on us, and we have millions that we've impacted. It can be overwhelming. I have 5 kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of you know what I'm talking about. You have these circumstances, and a lot of you have responsibilities like I do, or things you're like, man, how am I going to do this?
Yeah.
And what's most important is that we know we don't have to do it. It's going to be okay with Christ. And a lot of us go, well, what if I got this? Or,
yeah.
or what if that happened? Or what if this happened?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope that happens. God said, why are you worried about what's going to happen?
Yeah, yeah.
You're okay for right now. I got this.
Yeah, Justin, that's so important. Let's talk about this. And by the way, you've been kind enough to agree to stay with us for both guest segments today. And I'm going to give you plenty of time to talk about your apostolate because I want people to know about the work you're up to. But you know what, brother? I feel the Holy Spirit moving me right now, and I like to listen when the Holy Spirit moves me. There's somebody listening who's feeling hopeless, who is overwhelmed, who is worried about what might happen tomorrow. Talk to that person, Justin. Would you talk to them and tell them that it is going to be okay, and what they should do?
Well, like the scriptures say, let the children come. My daughter woke up with me at 5:30 this morning, 5:15
right.
a.m. My daughter's 9 years old. You think she cares about what I'm achieving right now?
Hmm.
We have to remember who matters, and that won't overwhelm us. Now, people that put strongholds on us and overwhelm us with burdens, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about people like the children of God, like my daughter. My daughter just wants me to be there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? What helps us to get through overwhelming times is to be a kid again and to be that little kid that jumps in the swimming pool. When we get older, you know, dude, how cold is it?
That's right. You're right.
How hot is it? Oh, maybe this is so heavy. Oh, no. Right?
Yeah.
But when you're a little kid, you're like, oh, cannonball! Let's go!
That's right.
You're not worried about who hurts you. You're not worried about how it's going to affect you, or is it too hot or too cold? All you're worried about is being present. And that's why being present with God and spending time in prayer, getting away, even if it's 5 minutes, I do it each day for an hour, but even if it's 5 minutes,
yeah.
Get away from this world and go to the depths of your heart, which is connected to heaven. If you're in a state of grace, it's connected to heaven. Let me tell you something. God is alive in each and every one of us. And go to your heart of heart, and you will be free. Be that kid again.
Amen. Boy, that's hard for us to do, Justin, especially as we get older, right? Because we're so smart, we know so many things. But, you know, sometimes, brother, it feels strange to do that, to be that kid again. I was talking to my Father in Heaven today, to be honest with you, and I said, hey, Daddy, I need something. I'm struggling. And I called him that. And you know what, brother? It felt weird. It felt a little strange. But then I wanted to be a kid again. I want my daddy to help me with my problems.
No, and I think what's important, Gary, is to know that freedom comes when we stop worrying about the results. And we go into relationship with our God who's not about your results.
There you go.
He's about you.
That's right, brother. Hey, listen, we're up against a break. You're going to stick with us, right?
No, I'll stick with you.
All right, man. Justin Fatica, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Justin.
I got the joy. I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. London's Metropolitan Police say a fire on the London subway has been declared a terrorist incident. The force says counterterrorism officers are leading the investigation into the incident at Parsons Green Station, where a number of people have been injured. North Korea fired a missile over Japan in its longest such flight and a clear message of defiance days after the UN Security Council adopted further sanctions. The frequency, power, and confidence displayed by its launches seems to confirm North Korea is closer than ever to having an arsenal that can viably target U.S. troops in Asia and the U.S. homeland. The missile triggered sirens in Japan but caused no damage. A Florida nursing home where eight people died after Hurricane Irma will no longer receive state Medicaid funds. Governor Rick Scott announced last night that he has directed the Agency for Healthcare Administration to terminate the rehabilitation center at Hollywood Hills as a Medicaid provider. And Pope Francis yesterday addressed bishops appointed to the episcopacy in the past year who have just completed an annual training program with the Congregation for Bishops. Vatican Radio reports the Holy Father encouraged them to cultivate discernment through an attitude of listening, and he told them, quote, remember that God was already present in your diocese before you got there, and he'll still be there when you leave, end quote. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future presents Because of Gracia, a movie produced by author, activist, and human rights worker Jason Jones. Because of Gracia was nominated for 3 International Christian Awards for the amazing story of 2 high school couples in the pursuit of truth. The Allentown AMC 16 Theater will help bring the gospel to the mainstream media, opening September 15. Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future are in need of donations and sponsors to bus children from the local high schools to attend the film. Please contact Mike Israel or Anna Ataya at 484-330-6380. Again, that is 484-330-6380. Take a moment and visit prolifefuture.org. Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future, young adults creating a culture of life.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Success coach Kathy Caprino has met people from all walks of life who use their influence to change the world for the better. She noted in Forbes magazine that there are several core behaviors these types of people share. One, they found that there is purpose to their life, and that purpose usually involves some aspect of using what they've learned as a means of being of service to others. Next, they commit to continually bettering themselves. Innovators who positively shape the world have an openness to see, learn, and experience new things. Finally, they invest time and energy not in what is, but what can be. When they see something that disturbs them, they strive to know more, get to the root of the issue, and arrive at new solutions. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let a day go, can't let a day go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true I can never get enough of you. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When trouble sings, is to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let a day go, won't let a day go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And to your amazing grace, your amazing grace. And there's something about the way your love shines on my face. Oh no, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. I'm gonna sing a brand new song. Yeah, I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away on this beautiful day.
And that was Beautiful Day by Jamie Grace. Thanks so much for joining us this morning on Spirit of the Morning. Well, before the break, we were talking to Justin Fatica. He's talking about, man, he is just on fire for the Lord. He's talking about some of the great work that he is doing with Hard as Nails Ministries. Justin was kind enough to agree to stick around through the break so he could be on with us again. And we're going to go back to him right now on Spirit in the Morning. Justin Fatica, are you there, my friend?
I'm back. I just jumped in the shower.
Man, you did it.
Cleaned up just like confession.
Yeah, really.
I'm back with you, Gary, and hopefully people are getting clean out there and knowing that God forgives you anything that you've done in your life. Knowing that God is an all-loving God who cares about
you. Whoa. You bet. Hey, man, let's talk a little bit about your message. Everybody knows you as the guy who goes around saying, you're amazing. Justin, what's that all about?
Well, it started in 2010. I was, you know, us as speakers, preachers, whatever you call us, authors, you know, whatever the title they give you.
Yeah.
And I was speaking, I created a talk, You're Amazing, and I was excited about this talk. You know, so I, you know, gave it, poured my heart out, and I thought it was okay. This kid comes up to me, and he says, I think your message is BS.
Whoa.
Because kids are real. They're not fake.
Yeah, yeah.
Kids really will tell you what they think. And I was like, man, I hope I'm being sincere, and I hope I'm, like, really being authentic, because that's what I want to live about. And I go, well, why do you think our message is BS? He says, everybody's not amazing, Justin. And I go, why do you say that? He says, when I was a little boy, my dad left me. And when my dad left me, I was held responsible to take care of my little brothers and sisters. He goes, my dad's not amazing. He's a loser. I looked at that boy with confidence, knowing what the scriptures tell us. Psalm 139:14 says, I praise you, Lord, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says that God created us at His handiwork. I knew that we were all created amazing, but I need the Holy Spirit to help me out right now, because this kid's truth was getting to me.
Right.
And what his dad did was a loser thing. But I knew his dad wasn't a loser. I looked that boy in the eye and I said, your dad is amazing. He says, you can't prove that to me. And he says, look, I had to do this. He starts listening to laundry list, things he had to do to help his mom. His mom went through depression. He starts going to the store, and I'm crying with the kid. And I go, let me tell you something about your dad. Your dad is amazing. But the reason he did what he did was because he didn't know how amazing God made him. And the only way you can hurt someone is when you don't know you're amazing. When you know you're amazing, when you know you matter, when you know you're worth something, you can't hurt people. You can't hurt anyone. Because when you hurt them, you repent. When you hurt them, you feel bad. When you hurt them, you say, I'm sorry, I want to do better. Because you know you're not being the amazing child of God. I hugged that kid, and I don't know where that kid is now. But what I do know is I made my job as in 2010, my commitment, to spread the Your Amazing message. That it's none of us have any excuse to hurt somebody. Because God made us amazing. And that's why we have to change today, right now. Not because we're garbage, not because we're worthless. In 2,000 years ago, God showed us how amazing we are. When he sent his son to die on a bloody cross. Not to show us, you're bad, you need to change, look how bad you are. No, no. God the Father proves he loved us. That while we were still sinners, he sent Jesus Christ to die for us on that cross. To show us how much we matter. To show us how important we are. To show us how amazing we are. That's the amazing message, Gary. And that's why it matters. And all of you out there listening, know you are amazing. You know why? Because you're God's kid. And my son, no matter what he does, I have four sons and a daughter. Just took my daughter to Nebraska to be in a wedding for a friend of mine. And she was the flower girl. And no matter what my daughter does, good or bad, nothing will change how amazing she is to me. Nothing. And I have little love, little minor love compared to God's love. So just think how amazing God must think each and every one of us are.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, Justin, I think we forget or we don't fully understand that love. I think that's the answer to everything, isn't it? Even if we're going through problems, it all goes back to God loves me. He loves me with an unconditional love. So therefore, somehow, this will benefit me in some way, right? He loves us that much.
Yeah, and a lot of times people use this love as like an excuse to go out and, you know, do whatever they want,
Okay.
It's like, oh, God loves me, so therefore I can just sin or miss church or I can do something that, you know, isn't as kind to somebody because God will love me anyway. But no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when we truly know how much he loves us. We fall on our knees and say, God, help me show your love to everyone I meet. That it's about the inward going outward. And that's what our church needs right now. And that's what our, you know, we have 14 missionaries this year, Gary, 14, who are from all over the country, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, California, you name it, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. And they give up a year to 2 years of their lives, and they travel the country with us. And they make a difference. And you know what they're saying? They're saying, not only do I want to know I'm amazing in my heart, but they're saying, I want to do something about it. And I believe everyone who's listening today, God has something planned for you. Because we are, unless we're a monk, right? And even the monks, I get monk's bread. Go get monk's bread. I love monk's bread. The monks, they cook the bread. Even them who aren't hanging out with the world, they're still doing something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
They're making that bread. See, God calls us to do something, not because we have to, but because we want to. Because we want everyone to know. And I hope all of you are praying out there. Say, God, what do you want me to do today? Just the other day, we were in the Buffalo Wild Wings, my daughter and I. I looked at a young lady, and I said, she's about 20, 25 years old, somewhere around there. I looked at her, I said, hey, don't give up on life. I know you want to give up. Don't give up.
Wow.
God has a plan for you. And this was a few days ago. I get a new waiter, right? I don't have the waitress anymore. I'm like, man, oh, man, what did I do to this girl? And I scared her off or something.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, can I take your order? You know, she had to go take a break or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay. She comes back. I go, what happened? She goes, how did you know? Wow. How'd you know I wanted to give up?
Whoa.
But that was my calling for that day.
Yeah.
Put myself out there, but God has a calling for you at the grocery store today just to shake some hands and say, I'm glad you're alive. God made you.
Whoa.
And we can't be worried. As my friend Jeff Caven, you know, told me, he says, we have to start speaking it more. Back in the other generation, they would just have to do things. But right now, they've silenced us as Catholics, as Christians. They silenced us as God-fearing people. We need to open our mouths and tell people, hey, God does love you. Hey, don't give up. Mm. You have a God that cares about you. We can't be afraid of that. Let's stop being afraid. Let's go reach out to people. Let's do it.
Amen. Amen. Boy, what a great message, Justin, because there are so many people out there that are about to give up. So what you're doing is so powerful. We have got about 2 minutes left in this segment. Tell us where we can find out more about Hard as Nails Ministries and how we can help you out in any way.
Well, go to rememberyouramazing.com and, you know, make a donation. You know, I mean, I don't tell you that because I want to ask for your help because it's fun. Go to rememberyouramazing.com. Remember, you can remember that, right, Gary? Rememberyouramazing.com. And go out and hit the donate button. We've got an apostolate that's growing. We have kids entering the seminary because of this mission. We have people entering the convent because of this mission. Yeah. We have people that are saying yes to Jesus Christ because of this mission. We will impact this year alone, okay, in person, over 100,000 lives.
Wow.
And you know what? On our Facebook Live alone, we had over 1 million people watch our videos in the past 6 months. Millions.
Wow.
And our mission, you know, is impacting, mission to awaken this world. And people always say, are you Protestant? They're just, oh, I'm Protestant, right? Isn't that a shame?
It is a shame. I know.
What, you want me to go be Protestant? If all you Catholics want me to be Protestant, please email me now because that's what they keep telling. If I didn't have conviction for the sacraments, I would have been Protestant 14 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody says, aren't you Protestant? So go out there, and most importantly, do me a favor, go hug that person you haven't hugged in a while, all right? Go hug that and write that letter to that person that hurt you and say, hey, I love you no matter what, because God didn't focus on your sins on that cross. He focused on what he could do for you while you were the one who did wrong. Don't focus on what they can do for you. Focus on what Christ did. Focus on what you can do for them, even though they hurt you. That's what Jesus did. Go love them no matter what. When you say, why do you love me? No, I hurt you. Say, guess what? I know Jesus Christ, and he loves no matter what.
Wow. Wow. Justin Fatigue, I can't thank you enough, brother, for joining us and for staying on with us so long.
Oh, no problem, Gary. Hey. And I hope to be with you again. We'll work together more.
All right, brother. God bless you. Rememberyouramazing.com is the place to go. We're going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Justin Fatigue, I got two words for you. You're amazing.
Thanks so much, Gary.
All right, God bless you. All right. Justin Fatigue, man, I am fired up. And I'm ready to. Dave Parker's fired. I think I'm going to go give Dave Parker a hug. That's how fired up I am. We'll be right back with the Be Not Afraid Bible Verse.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In John 19:25, Jesus looked down from the cross on his mother and the Apostle John and said, "Woman, behold your son." And to John he said, "Behold your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her to his home. Certainly, if Mary had other children, he would not have given her to the care of John. She had no one but him at this point. Evidently, Joseph had already died. But Jesus had more in mind than simply her care. He was thinking of us. John's mother was living and was actually present there also. But sacred tradition tells us that in giving his mother to John, Jesus was giving her to the whole world, which completed his total gift to us. Besides his own life, she was the most precious gift he had to give, and he held nothing back. Besides his suffering, no one suffered as much as she did that day. She remains a model for every Christian of fidelity and love, but most of all, she is our mother. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit. Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
Bless the sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. I forgot to put my headphones on, so there. Yeah. So what are you going to do about that?
Yeah, really.
Oh, man. Yo. What a show. Justin's got me fired up.
Gary's standing.
Yeah, I'm standing. That's right. I'm going to start hugging people in here. Right,
the adrenaline's just going, man. Flowing and going.
Let's look at the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. It comes from 1 Chronicles 28:20. Then David said to his son Solomon, "Be strong and steadfast, and go to work. Do not fear or be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or abandon you before you have completed all the work for the service of the house of the Lord."
Wow.
How's that one?
Wow, yes.
Go to work. God's with you. Shut up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Get out of here.
But seriously, I mean,
go to work.
I think one of the biggest challenges that many of us face, and I'm feeling it right now too, because I got a million things to get done this weekend, because I'm going away to speak next week. Is I can't do all this. I'm overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I'm going to get through the day. That's where we need to lean on the Lord. We need to
Absolutely.
Ask for His help,
yeah.
And He is there.
He is there.
I mean, we don't.
He
just,
will help you. He will guide you.
Right. I mean, He is there. He will help.
Trust.
Us. Just make sure you ask for that help.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
And when he does a little correction, you know, say, okay, I'll take that upon advisement, Lord. No,
yeah.
Just kidding.
Hey, before we go, a couple of sports items. Obviously, the Eagles are playing the Chiefs this weekend. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we haven't talked about the Phillies in a while.
I know.
Reese Hoskins, 18 homers.
Wow, he is awesome.
They're generating some excitement. This is just like the Phillies, right? The season's
Absolutely.
Almost over,
yeah.
And now they're going to start to generate a buzz.
And they bring this kid up out, you know, and from the farm team, I guess,
yeah.
right? And
yeah.
boom.
Yeah.
You know, here we are. You know, praise God.
Yeah. I mean, even Pete Maccannon was saying that it is just cool to watch him. I mean, he's just, he said, "I want to get his autograph." But it's kind of neat to see a little buzz in the air.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Eagles, Chiefs. Frank, you've got your Eagles jersey on. What do you think?
It's going to be, you know, I'm always going to say the Eagles, but that being said, the Chiefs had a great first two games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the Patriots, wow.
Yeah.
yeah.
And so, what I think is interesting is whenever, you know, if you look, you know, Peterson obviously was trained, you know,
right.
you know, and so.
There's that rivalry there. He was saying that.
You have the teacher versus the student. And a lot of times when you have teacher student, when that student has that chance, they know the teacher really well.
I think the student will take the pebble from the master's hand this weekend.
And so you like to say that. But that being said, when you look at what they've done so far. That's tough.
I know.
And so, I'm looking forward to the game. I'm looking forward to see what happens. I like any time that there's a good test for the Eagles, because I do think that they will be good in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see it this year, but you know what? I'm just hoping for improvement this year.
Yeah. But hey, they could surprise us and go. I mean, they could be there. I was going to say, Big Red's coming back. It's a homecoming.
I know it is.
Yeah,
I mean, he was here
so for how many years?
Yeah,
many years.
The winningest coach in Eagles history.
That's right.
I forgot that until I heard that on the news yesterday.
Is a really good coach.
Yeah.
And but it's really interesting because Peterson, if you really think about it, is very similar pedigree in terms of how he's chosen as the Eagles coach, very similar to Andy Reid and the whole concept there. So, and even struggling that first year, it's a concept that Andy Reid knows very well as well.
Yeah.
And so, seeing the two together will be interesting. But, I looked at that Patriots game and I was just like, I picked the Patriots going into that. I was way wrong.
Okay.
All right. Can I go out on a limb and just say I'm gonna predict the Eagles? Eagles are going to win. I'm not going to give you a score, but
I'm going to go 42-36. Yeah. I'm going to go high scoring game.
Oh, Eagles?
Yeah. yeah.
All right.
Well, and speaking of Wentz, is really coming into his own. Second year, he's settled in. You know, I think, and I mean, he's still learning, improving, and growing, but. A little bit more steady at the helm.
And I also think that you can't necessarily – like last year, the first three games he did really well, but then all of a sudden everything he could do was on film.
Yeah.
and so I think that now – I don't think it's all on film anymore. I think he's now coming to his own and can actually control things.
Exactly.
And so I think that's what I'm looking forward to.
He's maturing before our eyes.
So we'll see how it plays out. We will talk about it on Monday. Also coming up on Monday's show, Gloria Coyne will be here. She is the liaison for the the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Office of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. She's going to be talking about the upcoming 50th anniversary conference for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia Catholic Charismatic Renewal. That's going to be on Monday, as well as our buddy Chris Stepien will be back on the program. All right, that's my music. I got to go run and be amazing, as Justin Fatica told me.
All right, be amazing, folks.
Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Turn around and say hi. We will talk to you next time. Have a wonderful weekend.
Hug somebody today.
God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating